Claire and Manus. Claire and George woke up on top of trees on Manus Island by grumbling seas, swirling in the dark, and were uncertain whether it would be the police or camp guards who killed them, and whether by guns or machetes. Claire was wet, uncomfortable, and obsessed by hollow point bullets, on which she had just written a report for the Amnesty Rights Bureau that employed them. Police bullets because they split in the victim, not passing through to enter bystanders. So it was that ammunition they used to shoot de Menezes on the London Underground, and also which Oscar Pistorius used to shoot his lover. However, unlikely bystanders were in his lavatory, added George, and attempting comfort. I doubt if Manus police use dum-dums. Black talons are expensive. When the mobile patrol killed that drunk kid in the marketplace a few months ago, I think they kicked and bashed him. I suppose you're right, she shrugged, or as much as one can shrug between dark branches soft with spiders. They like their violence to be obvious, the kind that terrifies children, hence those rubber whips from tyres that they carry on their cars. Above the salty rainforest grew another, fiery rainforest of stars. There was a road nearby built for logging, and an engine shrieked and spat at in it, as sudden as the coming of a storm. Claire whispered, "They're used to these roads. They were sent here at first to protect the logging companies." They could see the monster headlights blink below them. George said, I didn't think they'd be so fast. Do they talk to the camp guards, or do you suppose we can expect them after us as well, and from another direction? Claire wanted to feel angry, not wet and possibly bitten, so she thought of the lion family killed in Copenhagen soon after the slaughtered giraffe, and so decided, I'll just pretend the whole patrol is Danish, if any confrontation does arise. George found cruelty to animals too unhinging to fuel cool strategic deliberation. He concentrated simply on the drunken boy turned dead, destroyed vegetable in cell, and on the asylum seeker beaten to death by catering staff, and the Australian camp guards while the watching fuzz still waved their clammy guns around, although Claire'd just been told by his fellow inmates how the asylum seeker had loved animals, defended moth from being fed in sport to lizards. George thought it was probably true. They weren't the sort of men who tell animal snuff to impress women, and the beguiling victim deserved that one survive and tell his story. The patrol fanned out beneath them, not apparently guessing that long pig climb, since the phantoms of torchlight wove around bushes and rocks low down. George realised the cigarette smoke was still Indonesian contraband, not Australian. Odd considering how much the Australians paid them. The one guard behind at the vehicle smoked the most, and most promisingly considering that full tank necessary for the jungle, plotted Claire. They needed a distraction just to reach the boat they'd hired before, escape to the floating hotel at the harbour, where stopping them would be too obvious. The trees weren't huge, but they were closely packed, and when the patrol was far enough away towards safe sea, Claire clambered gently towards the sentinel, grateful that all forests allowed as play lunch, and just after dusk. Claire had lost the appetite for violence decades past, but thought of Copenhagen and needed to torch a truck. The guard was dropping stubs on the ground anyway, where fuel dripped. She'd reached in George's pocket for his lighter. He didn't smoke, but acted a cigarette lighting routine to make people relax. It always made her nervous. He'd thought if anyone was throwing fire, she would be much more accurate than he was. She lit a big twig and overarmed it. The explosion was quicker than he expected, and the guard leapt into the screaming trees without catching fire too much. They moved back to sea as the patrol beat out the vehicle and tinder before all lost their exit. And trees grinned Georgia money more than slippery Australian prison games. She nodded calmly, remembering prison. The Manus boatman, as they sailed quietly off, was quietly pleased by the unexplained small dawn on the horizon.